Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Let's put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you, humbling our hearts, Lord, asking for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, Lord God, as we come before you, we ask, Lord, that you will have mercy on us, that you will look down on us, oh, God, with compassion and stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord. Lay your hand upon us. Touch us, Lord. Touch our minds, our hearts. Touch our souls, oh, God, and touch our bodies. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to take control during this broadcast and send your anointing, oh, Lord Jesus. Touch hearts and minds. All of those who are listening on the broadcast tonight, oh, God, let a special blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your word come forth. Let your word have free course. And, Lord God, let it reach every listener and every heart, Lord God. Minister to us through your word, Lord. Bless us tonight with the blessing that we stand in need of. Strengthen us where we're weak, Lord, and build us up where we're torn down. We are looking to you, Lord. We are depending on you because we need your help tonight. Lord, come on in and take over, my God, and have your way. In the name of Jesus, pray, Lord, that you'll remember those on the prayer list one by one and name by name, and that you'll give comfort and consolation to the bereaved families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray a special prayer for Titus Edmonds Sr., Lord God. You know the situation, Lord. We pray that you will visit him, that you will bring healing and salvation. In the name of Jesus, lay your hand upon him, Lord, and raise him up. Work a miracle, Lord. Work wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. All power is in your hand, Lord. You have the power to do everything. There is nothing impossible for you, and we are taking you at your word. We believe you tonight, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Please, my God, take over right now and do what you want to do, Lord, as long as you want to. We are here right now waiting on you, Lord God. Bless us while we're waiting. Touch, yes, Lord, while we're waiting. Move while we're waiting, oh God. Work miracles while we're waiting. Heal, Lord Jesus, while we're waiting on you. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We are waiting for our breakthrough. We are waiting for the door to be opened for us, the way to be made. Lord God, do it for us right now. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Bless your people everywhere. Remember your people in a special way. Oh, Lord God, you see us down here. We are going through many tests and many trials, discouragement, trouble on every side. But Lord, we know that you have the power to get us through it, Lord. You are able to see us through, and we believe you tonight. We are taking you at your word. Oh, blessed Savior, we believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer, and we praise your name. We honor you, and we give you thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for being patient with us. We thank you, oh God, for being long-suffering. We thank you for your mercy and your loving kindness, Lord. We thank you for compassion. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight for grace, oh God. We thank you for your unmerited favor. We don't deserve anything from you, Lord, but we are thankful for all that you continue to do and for what you're about to do. We ask peace and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming to you today, Yeshua Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 14th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 7. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 14th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 7. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming to Evangelist Hameen for the opening scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Nicole Edmond. You need to tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com, Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 551-241-6677. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. It's 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list for Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Pauldo and the bereaved Pauldo family, Howard Smith, A.D., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Pauldo, Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hameen in the Prayer Circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the Reeve Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti family, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those others who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Right now, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord for everyone that has tuned into this broadcast. And now we're going to get ready for the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I don't know if Evangelist Cynthia is on the line. If she is and she would like to sing a song, she may do so at this time. Then mind, we want to prepare for the Word of God. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to come forth and give us a selection if she's on the line. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound
in my Savior's side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in my Savior's side. We are healed by the wound in his side. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, we are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in my Savior's side. We are healed by the wound in his side.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank Amen. God for that selection. We are healed by the wound in his side. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. The Bible lets us know that with his stripes, we are healed. So we thank the Lord for that song. And at this time, let's prepare our hearts for the word of God. This is a tree. Recorded message previously recorded. And the topic tonight is God is faithful. You might have heard it before, but we are bringing it to you once again. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, Happy Radio Land. We're glad and happy that you thought enough of us to tune us back in on tonight. To all of you that are listening to my voice, I'd like to ask for you, if you are near your Bibles and you have your Bibles handy, to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And beginning with the 12th verse, the Bible says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, yes, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. I thank God for these words coming through the book of Corinthians. And I believe this was Paul the Apostle writing to the Corinthians. And he began to speak and say, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man. Oh, yes, we are tempted and we are tried, but there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man.
Oh, yes, people.
But it says, but God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
My thought will be taken from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, in the 13th verse, God is faithful. I'm not talking about my brother is faithful. I'm not talking about my minister is faithful.
All right.
Maybe he is faithful, but I'm not talking about my minister tonight.
Come on.
Lord. God is faithful, true to his word. Praise the Lord. We're going to open the doors to salvation. We're going to give you a chance to give it over to the Lord because he is faithful, and he'll do just what he said he would do. If you need healing, if you need strength, if you need encouragement, if you are going through bereavement or troubles in your life, you can give it to Jesus today as we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. We're going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia would lead us in a word of prayer, and also those of you that the devil is trying to turn back and turn around and tell you to walk away. We want you to take it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord before you throw in the towel. Take it to the Lord and see if he will work for you. Try him and see that he is God. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Cynthia, lead us in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to the name of our Son, Jesus. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your word, my God. Oh, my Father, we ask you to look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord. Let sins be forgiven, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, bind every foul spirit, Lord. Every evil spirit that's not like you, God. Cast it out of the midst, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, look on those listeners out there, my God. Have mercy right now, Lord. Those that are sick in their body, God. Touch right now, Lord. Heal, my God. We know that you're able, Lord. Have your way, my God. In the name of Jesus. Those that are incarcerated, God. Touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Save, Lord. Touch their minds, God. The institutionalized, God. Oh, my God, the mental institutions. In the name of Jesus, the nursing home facilities, God, the hospitals, Lord, touch right now, God. We know that you're able, God. Let your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to trust in you tonight, Lord, and take you at your word, Lord, knowing that you're faithful, my God, and you cannot lie, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to believe on you as the scripture has said, my God. I know that you're able, God. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles for your people, my God. Bless thine people, God. In the name of Jesus, look on the youth of the land, God. Bless right now, Lord. Save, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help them to turn their hearts to you, God. Help them to put down the guns, my God. Help them to pick up a Bible, Lord, and read your word, my God. Oh, my God, help them to find a Bible-based church, Lord, that is preaching the true, unadulterated gospel, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, send somebody to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know that you're able, God. Have your way, my God. Look on the drug addicts, Lord. I know that you're able, God. Bind that demon of fentanyl, my God. That opioid demon, Lord. I know that you're able, God. That spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, that heroin demon, Lord. Bind it tonight, God. That marijuana spirit, Lord. I know you're able, God. Oh, Father, that nicotine, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, God. Let your will be done, Lord. Have your eternal way, God. On everyone, God. Bless us tonight, God. Strengthen us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on to wrestling in a special way, God. Touch right now, Lord. Heal her, Lord. Deliver her, God. Most of all, save her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on my grandfather, Titus Edmond, God. Touch him right now, Lord. Continue to heal, God. Raise him up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able tonight, God. Look on me, God. Touch my body, Lord. Heal my body, God. In the name of Jesus, I know thou art able, God. Oh, Father, look on the President of the United States, God. Touch right now, God. Touch his mind, Lord. Touch his heart, my God. Look on the Congress, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on the leaders of the church, my God. Help them to lead the people, God. Help them, the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God, touch their minds and their hearts, my God. Help them to be compassionate, my God. Help them to do justice, Lord. Help them to love mercy, my God. In the name of Jesus, help them not to have, my God, respected person, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, help them to follow thine word, my God, to live by it, Lord, and do justly, God. I know that you're able, God. Look on every minister, every evangelist, God, the missionary board, the deacon board, Lord, the lay member, my God. Oh, Father, we know that you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Look on Evanna's man. Continue to touch her body, God. Help her, my God, to do your will the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save our children, God, our unsaved family members. Save them, Lord. Deliver them, my God. In the name of Jesus, I know that you're able, God. You have the power, Lord. You did it for us, my God. You can do it for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we believe it tonight, God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We count it down tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. We give you thanks, God. We bless your holy name, Lord. We praise thy name, God. You're so worthy tonight, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy to be lifted up, my God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. You said in all things, give thanks, my God. When we're in trouble, we're thanking you, Lord. When we're sick, we're thanking you, God. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. When things are going wrong, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And we bless your name, Lord. And we count it done, Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I tell you, the Lord is good, and he'll do just what we need him to do if we just accept the word of God and believe God through prayer that it will be done. We thank the Lord. God bless you, Vanda Cynthia. Thank God for the prayer. Now at this time, we're going to give way that our evangelist may give remarks.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God that can't come through Evangelist Neville. I thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And the preacher was preaching about God is faithful. And even when we're unfaithful to him, when we don't follow through on what he tells us to do or asks us to do, he's still faithful. We break promises and oaths and our vows, but God continues to do what he said he would do. He allows it to rain on the just as well as the unjust because he's faithful and merciful. He doesn't have to be. He just is. I thank God for the word. I enjoyed it. I want to say again, maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoyed that message. Very timely message. And it's encouraging to know that God is faithful. You know, people make all kinds of promises. They say all kinds of things. And they come up short many times. But God is always faithful. Everything he promised, he will do. He will always be there for us. And then many times people, they get into marriages and whatnot, and somebody is unfaithful. But God is never going to turn his back on us. He will always be faithful. Praise God. We can depend on the Lord because he will surely be there for us. And I encourage everyone, take the word of God in, apply it to your own life, and I tell you, the word of God is so uplifting and so encouraging. It's important that we understand when we have a relationship with the Lord that we also are required to be faithful. Be faithful to our God. Amen. That he will never let us down. He will never, ever let us down. He'll be there, and he won't leave us. He won't forsake us. So let's be faithful to our God. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God tonight. I really enjoyed that message. Amen. God, he's faithful. He cannot lie. I don't care what it looked like, how long it seemed you've been going through. God is still faithful, and he will bring us through. He'll do just what he said he would do. I don't care what the enemy tried. When God is going to work, that's when the enemy cuts up. He cuts up to make you think ain't nothing going to happen. It ain't happening. Your God's a liar, but he cannot lie. Amen. He cannot lie. The devil is a liar and a father of lies. And I thank God for that word tonight. I believe God and I believe his word. Amen. I ask that you take the word of God and apply it unto your heart. Live by it and you will be saved. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming to our evangelists on tonight. I thank God for you. Praise God. I thank God for the word on tonight. His word is true and God is faithful. You know, I'm reminded of prophetess evangelist Marietta Thompson. She prophesied and said that the Lord was going to save my sister, and that is Sister Matt. And she stated that the Lord was going to fill her with the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, that sister cut up so bad that the devil, he told me, I don't think she's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell you, the Lord got a hold to her, and he did the work in her life. You would have thought if you had seen her and heard her after the Lord had spoken the words, you would have thought within yourself, I don't believe that. Because it seemed like the devil gave her a devil portion of wickedness. And she turned, I tell you, she cursed, she fought, she drank. It was like she just got worse than what she was. But you know, one day, the Lord sent her into the church at Christian Temple. And she came in there mad. The Lord began to move, and she began to start giving God some praise. And the Lord took over with her. She was up toward the middle of the church. And when she came through, she was in the back of the church on the floor. And I'm telling you, the Lord did a work in her life. He turned all of that around. He took all of that out of her. The smoking, the cigarette, the cursing, the drinking. I tell you, he made a brand new person out of her. But that devil sure did try us and tell us, tried to make us doubt it. But as I stated, God's word is faithful. If God said it, he will do it, and he will bring it to pass. And that's a witness because he did it. So I just thank God for his word. Let's take God at his word, care what Satan says. I don't care how he cut up. I don't care how he do flips. He can do whatever he wants. I still believe God because God is faithful to his word. And before one jot or one tittle of his word fell, heaven and earth shall pass away. Now, that's what the word says. And I believe God. So let's take God at his word. He will do just what he said he would do. Thank God for each of you on the broadcast tonight. We encourage you to continue to look to the Lord, and we expect to be back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing, at 7 p.m. Join us on the Gospel Truth broadcast. And if that's all, praise God, this brings the broadcast to a close. God bless you, and we love you. Good night.
That's it.